Well, it's hard to believe that a young, high-profile athlete would be prone to cardiac arrest, but that's exactly what we've seen in the last couple of months. In April, Italian footballer Piermario Morosini had a cardiac arrest and died on the pitch, actually on the football pitch in the middle of the game. Last week, Norwegian Olympic swimmer Alexander Dale Oen died of a suspected cardiac arrest, though doctors have ruled the cause of death inconclusive. These two deaths shocked the sporting world. Both young, fit men dropping dead in the prime of their sporting careers. And with the London Olympics nearly upon us, there's renewed calls for athletes to undergo cardiovascular screening. Ali Benton reports.
In the medical world, it's well recognised that high-performance athletes can die suddenly. Italian footballer Piermario Morosini went into cardiac arrest on the field in April. Doctors weren't able to revive him. Last week, Norwegian world champion breaststroker Alexander Dale Oen collapsed in the shower at a training camp. It was thought the swimmer had suffered a cardiac arrest, but an autopsy has found the cause of death to be inconclusive. Despite these two incidents, sudden deaths in athletes are rare. David Sellermeyer is a professor of cardiology at the University of Sydney.
If you were to take 100 young athletes who died during sport, about 60% of them are going to have a structural abnormality, which is where their heart muscle gets abnormally and enormously thick. It's called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and it's the commonest cause of sudden cardiac death in the young. And then there are a number of instances where a young athlete dies suddenly and there's no abnormality found when their heart is examined by a pathologist. And we think that's usually due to an electrical abnormality. The battery of the heart goes wrong, and there's no outward sign of that visible. So most of them do have a very abnormal heart when they're looked at, like Morosini presumably did. But some of them, perhaps like the Norwegian swimmer who died last week, Alexander Oen, who I understand his post-mortem didn't necessarily show any structural abnormality, had an electrical problem.
Alexander Dale Oen was Norway's medal hope for the London Olympics in July. His death was a shock to his fellow Olympians in Australia. Swimmer Libby Trickett.
It was felt around the world in the swimming community where, you know, I didn't know Alex personally, but when you are a part of the swimming community, everybody feels a devastating loss like that.
Dr. Peter Bequee is the Australian Olympic team's medical director. He's noted a worldwide movement towards cardiovascular screening for high-performance athletes.
2009, the Olympic IOC flagged ECG in this role, and 2010 then, at the executive for the Australian Olympic team, we discussed the addition of an ECG, and I was pretty strong that we needed to adopt the IOC guidelines with the background that in Australia, the Australian Football League was looking at it, NRL was looking at it, many of the institutes, AIS and the state-based institutes, were also starting to include ECG for their scholarship holders on enter to the institute.
By July this year, just in time for the London Olympics, most of the Australian Olympic squad will have undergone pre-performance screening, a health check, an interview and an ECG. In Australia, pre-screening high-performance athletes isn't compulsory. Peter Bequee says this might change in the future.
Common sense will need to be applied, but at the current state, it's not mandatory for the athletes, but by 2016, it may well be.
But compulsory screening of high-performance athletes is an ethical minefield. The screening procedure is not 100% accurate. Associate Professor Andrew McIsaac is Director of Cardiology Services at St Vincent's Hospital in Melbourne.
One of the controversial things about screening people is, of course, how certain can you be that a particular abnormality or change is going to lead to a death or, you know, bad or some dramatic event, because it would be tragic to exclude someone on the basis that you thought it was likely, but you know, without, you may run the risk of excluding people who have no risk of sudden death.
These cardiovascular screenings may also produce false positives. Dr. David Pryor is Associate Professor in the Department of Medicine at St Vincent's Hospital in Melbourne.
That's the situation in which you potentially tell a healthy athlete, who may be our next gold medalist, that you have a heart problem and you shouldn't compete. And I think that we have to understand how often that happens, and we have to try and minimise the frequency with which that occurs.
Right now, there's not enough medical data to suggest compulsory cardiovascular screenings should be mandatory for high-performance athletes in Australia. Dr. David Pryor is currently collecting that data as part of a study with the University of Melbourne.
At this stage, don't know how frequently you see abnormalities if you did screen Australian athletes, and that's the background behind a study that we're currently conducting, where we're looking at the ECGs in 1,000 Australian athletes, many of whom are elite athletes, many of whom are club-level athletes, to work out how often do we see abnormalities. The implication of that is if we don't see any abnormalities, do we need screening in Australia? If we see a lot of abnormalities, I think it would push you towards some sort of screening program.
Dr. David Pryor says the deaths of Italian footballer Pier Mario Morosini and Norwegian swimmer Alexander Dale Owen are tragic. But the jury is still out on whether mandatory cardiovascular screening is the way forward.
I think always the first step is waiting to see what the autopsy results say about what caused the death. And it's often the most difficult circumstance when we don't know. When we do know, we should then go back and look at, well, did this person undergo screening and was that screening conducted appropriately by appropriately trained people? If they have been screened, we need to make sure that screening was of good quality. You know, I think it's a tragedy whenever this happens, and we need to look at the potential ways in which we can prevent it.
That's Dr. David Pryor, Associate Professor in the Department of Medicine at St Vincent's Hospital in Melbourne, ending that report from Ali Benton. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:28.